You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
March 16th, we're going to be doing a special show at La Cecilia, the Press Road Show. We're going to be watching the Flyers and Bruins on the big screen. We're going to have a big Italian buffet, all the apps, main dishes, desserts. It's going to be a blast, a great weekend of hockey, because don't forget, our event's on March 16th. The next day is the Flyers Carnival. So if you're looking to cap off what is going to be a sensational weekend of hockey and the Flyers, you're going to want to join us March 16th at La Cecilia in Oxford, 58 South 3rd Street in Oxford, PA. Doors open at 5:30. You can get your tickets now at shop.snowthegoalie.com. Join us for a huge night of hockey talk. We'll be watching that game on the big screen. There's going to be door prizes, a lot of fun. Come talk some puck with the three of us. It's going to be a blast. And who knows? Somebody else might show up. I'm not saying they will, but maybe they will. Maybe. Yeah, you have to be there to find out. But I promise you it's going to be a great time. Shop.snowthegoalie.com. Join us March 16th.
Hey, this is Keith Jones, the president of hockey operations of the Flyers.
Hi, I'm Paul Holmgren.
Hey, I'm Travis Konecny.
Hi, this is Travis Sennen.
Hi, I'm Joel Farabee.
Hey, I'm Scott Lawton.
This is Dan Helfrich.
Hi, this is Bob Clark.
And you're listening to
Snow the Goalie.
Snow the Goalie.
Snow the Goalie.
Snow the Goalie.
And Snow the Goalie.
Snow the Goalie.
Snow the Goalie.
Oh, yes! The Flyers! With a win, just like we all drew it up, the Flyers win 3-2 in regulation. A game that they grabbed by the throat and they just, you know what, they strangled the life out of the thousands in attendance tonight. Not a great game by any stretch of the imagination, but you know what, Bundy? We came into the game saying you got to win this one, especially given the schedule you have coming up over the next week and a half, 2 weeks. You got to win this one. It was ugly, but they did win it.
Ugly, ugly, ugly hockey game. And sitting with Nick Schultz and Johnny LeClair there in the third. It's funny. When even your broadcaster, management, coaches, hockey guys kind of get it. And they felt the same way we did.
Yeah.
Just not a good game.
No.
Not a good tempo to the game. But they won, right? And I said at the end of the second, I don't want to start judging style points and all that, because it doesn't matter right now. What does matter is the 2 points, and they got the 2 points. I'll give San Jose some credit. You know, that's a bad team, but they are. But they're really bad. But they came in here and competed hard.
Yep.
They made things interesting.
Yep.
This was probably a little bit of a hockey god win tonight for the Flyers, because they – I mean, people could say they don't – I don't say they didn't deserve it. They didn't play as well as we've seen them play. And and they got away with one here tonight. But they needed to win this game.
Well, it was Grateful Dead night tonight, and I think we're all grateful the game is dead and done.
It was gratefully dead all
right. Yeah, it was just what a rough. Look, I know people are looking for a silver lining, some positives to take
out. A win is a win.
Yeah, there's your silver lining. It was a win, and by the way.
Yeah, I'm with you.
A big 2 points as they continue to make their run towards the playoffs. They are now 1-0 this season when John Tortorella is out after getting suspended for not leaving the bench. So that's a really top-notch stat that not even our Snow the Goalie stat department, research department, was able to find. But I scoured the stats for that one, so that's a good one. By the way, I don't even know if we said this in the beginning of the show, but welcome into the Press Row Show postgame, the number one rated pregame intermission and postgame show the side of the Mississippi and south of the Arctic Circle. Bundy, not a great game, but one that they needed. How do we put this in a nice way?
the lineup that they chose to run out tonight, we talked about this during intermission. We talked about it a little bit pregame as well. The decision not to play Cam Atkinson tonight, play a veteran. They instead had Gurianov in the lineup.
Delorier was out again.
Delorier was out. Brink was in. So in the forward core, at least you say, hey, they did play some youth. They're trying to figure out what they have in Gurianov, which is totally fine. Defensively, they did have Stahl in. They took Ginning out. What are you laughing at? What's so funny?
Just a couple of comments from some of our friends in
What's
here.
What's so funny?
The regular guys, Matt Bennick there. And yeah. I mean, it's always goes to mothers, you know, selling your mom.
Isn't that
amazing?
Bet the farm, my sharks God. Covered.
Yeah, I wouldn't wager my mother on anything.
Matt Bennick's right. You know, by the way, so intern Andrew and I were kind of like taking the betting approach in this game. We were taking a look at things as they were developing. And Andrew, what was it, 13 and a half minutes left in the game? The over-under was 6.5. And he and I looked at each other like, how the hell is the over-under 6.5? It was when it was still, it was a 2-2 at that point. It was 2-2. And we're like, there's no way three goals are getting scored in the third with 13 and a half minutes with the way the game was going. And then they started to ramp up the pressure. They did score.
It wasn't 4-2 Flyers. If they were thinking if San Jose got 3-3, it gives you the over, right?
Sure, yeah.
But I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know what the, I haven't paid attention to that. The overs would have, I would have played the overs tonight.
Oh, I would have played the under.
Really?
I would have. Well, at that point in the game, yeah, there were only four goals.
I just being honest, Russ, saying that before the game, I would have played the overs and it went under.
And I'm being honest as well. Right. So this is, you know.
Sure you did. You would have played the overs, the unders against a guy with an 84% save percentage.
This guy, he played four games in the league. It's very sad.
You're
so
right.
Very sad.
Good job.
I would played the under.
We made him look like Ken Dryden tonight, though, didn't we?
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. We have some stuff here in the comments, but let's get here. Jim Moretti says they are overachievers. Enough said.
They
continue to win. I don't know.
They do. They
I don't know.
And again, like, you know, I said it at the end of the second, but I said they need to find a way to win. This was a game, and you know, like, this is a team before. Like, we never would have said that going back a couple of years because we didn't believe they could do that. But tonight they dug in and they did find it.
Titan Flyer says, best part, Penguins, Canes, and Red Wings all lost tonight as well. Big for the Flyers, Pleft.
Yeah, I don't really care. Pittsburgh, they're done anyway. I don't need to be reminded about them anymore. Carolina, you know what? I don't much care about that either. I think they're gonna finish ahead of the Flyers at the end of the day.
There was an interesting point here, too, from Anthony DeMeo, which we're going to get to in a second. But before we do, let's talk about our sponsor for tonight's show, Pennsylvania Recovery Center.
Take it away, Russ.
You're doing some great, great work in the community. If you or someone you know is in need of detox or rehab, you can give them a call for a consult today. And, you know, they have locations in four different places. We've got Phoenixville, Marlton, New Jersey.
Cherry Hill. We were operating New Life out of Marlton. And we have our Warriors Way, which is our mental health housing in Phoenixville as well. Phoenixville, right. Fishtown.
Fishtown's the
one. And Cherry Hill are the big three. Then we have some parameter stuff as well, all with sober housing and mental health housing if anybody needs that as well.
And if you are in need, we have this in the description of the episode. If you're listening after the fact in the podcast feed or if you're with us live here on Facebook or on YouTube. Phone number's there as well,
610-233-4342.
And give them a call. Doing some great work out there in the community. So a big thank you to them for sponsoring tonight's episode.
And you get to talk to me, too, if you call.
How about that? And that's worth the call. Anthony DeMeo, I want to get to this now, says, is Kolosov in the AHL next week? Well, pretty fair to point out that Dynamo Minsk was taken out tonight or today.
Which means
that Kolosov's season in the KHL is now over. And so now it probably is safe to say we are on Kolosov watch. You know, you go back not that long ago. Jonesy was on this show.
Good job.
Take
the two and head home.
Talking about goalies and talking about Russian goalies and the fact that some might be here sooner than later. Kolosov's the first guy to fit the bill who could be over here potentially. We're not reporting anything right now, but like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Good chance he's over here before the end of this season. We would think that he's going to go to the AHL first, get used to the American rink, all that.
Dimensions, for sure,
You have to have some. Can you explain to the people really quick, there is a vast difference, and why that is especially important for goalies?
Wider ice, and there's more room in the offensive zone.
Here or there.
In the international size ice.
Yes.
So that's what he was playing in. When you come here, everything's quicker. So the shots from the corners, you're not used to them. If they come in the international ice, you'll actually have time, like – it's just different angles.
Yeah.
It's wider out, so your vision, it's only sees what you see as you go out.
Yeah.
I've talked to goalies about over the years. Corey Hirsch was my Canadian Olympic teammate in 1994. We used to talk about it all the time, and he said the dimensions are just totally different on the bigger rink. And in the NHL, everything's more clustered together,
yep.
And you get more shots kind of peppered at you, where you see more long shots in international type of ice, and that's a big difference. It's just getting and also getting used to a little bit more of the traffic in front of the net.
Yeah,
that's one of the things. So Kolesov will definitely
if he comes over, he'll go to the A.
Yes,
to start.
Yeah, and well, again, the Flyers will just kind of hold this together as long as they can.
Yep.
Just get to 2 points, move on to the next game, see what happens, play hard again. But if it gets to a point where it's urgent, and let's say Ersan breaks down or something goes on there, then you need to have a viable backup. And I don't know. I don't want to say it, but I don't think it'll be Sandstrom.
I think you're probably right. And look, this is where you come back to. Like, he's been the starter for a team. Now, I get the level of play in the KHL is different. I get all that. And, like, yes, there's a new rink, everything
see, if
different
I take
to,
care, buddy.
You know, to adjust to. But that's definitely something to keep an eye on. I think there's probably, like, based on the amount of games they have left, you're probably going to get 6 more starts or so out of the backup goalie if things go the right way.
You won't get 6.
I think
that's
5?
A lot. Maybe 4. How many games left? 20?
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
It depends how many back-to-backs. That
yeah.
really is what
yeah.
comes down to. So I don't know. I don't have the schedule now.
Okay.
That would be...
So maybe not that many.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you're going tonight and, like, Toronto, you're going to go Ersan again. If it's yeah. Saturday, you're going to go Ersan again.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and you really got to, you know, get the goalie. But you also don't want the goalie playing, like, 4 and 6, even
yeah.
though you get a little bit of a breather. That's where you definitely need your backup coming in.
Which is where I think this whole thing gets really interesting. And, look, I mean, if you're looking for something else to get excited about potentially, there's another guy that you add into the mix. And whether it's for this year or if it's for next year, it's still an interesting name that's out there. And it'll be interesting to check his development. Remember, they have stocked, as best they can, they have stocked this team with a lot of goalies. They have a lot of goalies in the pipeline. And, like, it'll be nice to actually get to see some of them up close. We know what Sandstrom is.
I guess some of the – yeah, I know. I'm just saying, some of the Russian teams, they actually have they have mixed ice. So I guess some of them are bigger than others.
Yeah,
like, there are some teams that Asphalt Cowboy, last comment right there. York had a solid game. York had a very solid game. Yes, I wanted to point that. He was their best defenseman tonight. Another question.
Kyle here asking, if you bring over Kolesov, does that mess with Ersson's head down the stretch? No, not at all. He has nothing to worry about. He is the number one on this team, at least for the rest of this season and likely going into next season as well. I can't imagine that he has to worry about his position on this team. I do not think that is something that is even a factor.
Yeah.
So there's that. Let's look at what's coming up, because this is really, what did I call it earlier? I called it, like, nut crunching time. Like, this is where you're going to get a much better feel for where this team is and where they're heading. So their next few games are as follows: home against Toronto, at Boston, home against Toronto again, on the road against Carolina, home against Boston, home against Florida, at the Rangers. So that's 2, 4, 6, 7 really tough games in a row, including the Rangers at MSG.
Yeah, that's no walk in the park.
So that's 7 games where, like, if you're being honest and if you're being realistic about it, like, I don't know how many points you think they're going to walk away with there, but, like, there's a case to be made. Like, you don't want this to happen. They could lose all those games. That's 7 games. Now, will they? Probably not. Could they pick up a win against a Toronto team in one, like, 2 out of 3 games are at home against Toronto? Could
sure.
they pick up a win? Sure.
Toronto's not
weird.
So good. Yeah, they're
really
a weird,
weird team.
Yeah. They don't. The 4 guys don't show up. They have trouble scoring. Their D are okay. Their goaltending is
suspect.
You never know.
Yeah. So that's tricky.
This is where this,
Boston.
Adam B does make a point here, and this is where the honesty comes in here. We cannot beat Boston or New York in a playoff series. I don't think there's a way that they can. On a given night, you can beat a team like that on a given night. The Flyers are not equipped right now to that's what they're trying to climb to.
I feel like they have a better chance. They match up Toronto, a little bit better.
Well, no. Not Boston or New York. New York's a problem.
I think that, well, if you had to pick a team that they match up better with between Boston and New York in a seven-game series,
it'd be New York for
me. I would say New York,
yeah,
as well. I'm not saying they can beat them. I'm not saying that they would win a seven-game series, but I think that if you had your choice there, that would be your choice. If you could pick those or Toronto, you take Toronto because Toronto has the weight of the entire country on their backs.
What else? This is the playoffs up there, and it's heads are rolling. This is an important stretch, cover. But I'll tell you one thing. What I do know, probably playing and seeing the way games go in this league, what you think probably won't be what happens. You'd be like, oh, we're going to lose tonight, and then you end up finding a way to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, anything can happen. Now, Thursday, they won't have Torts on the bench. He'll be finishing the two-game suspension.
I actually heard from somebody earlier in the building here tonight that Torts didn't even – apparently he was not allowed in the building past 4 o'clock.
Really?
Is what the rumor was on the press box. I don't want to sell this as absolute fact, but I did hear from 2 Flyer sources that apparently he wasn't even going to be here in the building because he didn't want to be exposed to the cameras for everything that went on, and they're panning cameras in the press box. That's what they would have done.
Wes McCauley's fingerprints.
And the Flyers, the producer the Flyers got now for TV, he would have had it on him the whole time. He would have had like a little side cam on him.
Yeah.
Like the
T-Swift cam?
We can't live
like
without Torts tonight on the little on our what little
Hitch
hero
have to,
cam.
What would Hitch have to say about that?
They wouldn't be able to get him in the frame. Don't start us. See how to do this, dude.
So should I tell him what we were talking about, Andrew, during the game? So I was talking about how we're talking about Bernie Sanders. I don't know how Bernie Sanders came up during the third period. But I was like, you know what? If San Jose scores, then everybody gets a point. You go to overtime, everybody gets a point. So I started Bernieing.
Bernie, like the
Bernie Sanders,
the
senator
hippie
from
Vermont guy there,
the senator from Vermont.
He's actually from Brooklyn.
If
but
San
anyway.
Jose scores a goal, then you go to overtime. Everybody gets a point. The billionaire class has had far too much time to go out and to oversee bad hockey, and they're talking about expansion. Your city gets a team. Every city gets a team.
That is excellent. That's your thing.
I thank you tremendously.
All right, anyway. Tonight was the night. They got their 2 points.
Everybody won.
Toronto on Thursday.
Toronto will be here. Anthony will be back.
He'll be back.
I cannot.
He flies back tomorrow, allegedly.
In cargo?
He's like... Can you imagine?
It's like tied between 2 donkeys in the back.
Ant tells his fiance, I got a really good deal on this flight.
Hey,
and then it's like one of the military planes, where they have
the chicken feathers flying in the back.
What's the stuff called that they like tether everything down in the military? Like it looks like a cargo net. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And Ant's just like, tucking his feet, make sure he doesn't fly out of the plane. Yeah, it's great.
I'd love to see Ant tied to the wing. Come back with a pair of goggles on to the banana hammock, flying on a wing. You'd be like, and it's like the greatest American hero. Russ doesn't remember that show either.
No.
Google the greatest American hero.
Oh, look.
You guys, I'm hoping all my Gen X people know what we're talking about. But
all right, so we're.
Our men are just stupid right now.
I don't know what's happening. It's time. I think it's probably time for us to go. We'll be back Thursday with a press row show. At some point this week, we'll also figure out a time to do a regular Snow the Goalie because there's a lot to talk about. I think that
always lots to talk about on this show. Are there any more of those Twizzlers over there, Russ? How about those M&M peanuts there? Good night, everybody.
You get one of everything on the buffet line. One of everything.
All right. It's time for us to go. We'll be back later this week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and subscribe on YouTube and ring the bell so you get notified when we go live. Everybody have a great night. We will talk to all of you on Thursday night here on the Press Row Show, the number one rated pregame intermission postgame show, the site of the Mississippi and South of the Arctic Circle, presented by Pennsylvania Recovery Center. Have a great night, everybody.